What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another Saturday edition of the 10-Minute Misconduct Podcast. We're recording it on a Sunday. I heard from you that we had a complaint that we did it a little late from fucking Frankie Fivo, a.k.a. Frankie Fillins, a.k.a. Frankie Frosted Tips. Listen, we got lives too, and if we can't get it out on time, we apologize, but you're just going to have to deal with it.
I don't think he was trying to get on your bad side because he saw that fight and he didn't want to receive it.
I heard he was disappointed in me, but yeah, and I got to tell you, Frank, I'm trying to buy a house. Relax.
He wants punctual episodes. It's like, hey, buddy, tell a couple friends about it then. Spread the word.
Yeah.
Get us more of a following here.
Yeah, we get more than 20 listeners an episode. We'll fucking make them on time.
Yeah, we'll make them on time. When we make more than a collective $15, half of which was donated by my aunt,
yeah,
then maybe we'll be a little more punctual.
Yeah, like I said, I'm trying to buy a house. Fucking help us out. Jump right into some fucking COVID news, because Vancouver still just fucked. Like, they wanted them to come back on Friday with the NHL.
And when this whole thing first started with Vancouver getting a bunch of guys on COVID, and I said that I loved it, and I was like, I didn't mean that. I don't love it, but, like, fuck Canada. I'm back to loving it. Fuck you, Vancouver. I'll let you finish what you were going to say. I'll explain. Sorry.
Okay. I cut you off. So, yeah, Vancouver, they're scheduled to start up again Friday, but, like, some of the players are super outspoken about it, like JT Miller and shit, because they were unprepared, unconditioned, and they weren't ready to come back. And yeah, the NHL kind of wanted to push them to play. I forget when they start. It might be today, tomorrow, I don't know. But they're going to play 19 games in 32 days when they do come back. But yeah, I mean, when you have players on IVs at home, they need proper time to recover. And I mean, it doesn't matter really if they start or not. With how far out of the playoffs they are, they're not going to make the playoffs anyway, so who gives a shit? They could stop the season right now for them, and it'd be fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And they, I mean, honestly, it kind of helps them out a little bit. It gives them a chance to, like, look at some of the younger guys and, like, kind of like what the Devils were forced to do, not even because of COVID, just because they don't have anybody.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. This year's done. Like, just look forward to next year.
Yep.
Give some more guys a look. Let the guys rest that can't play. Like, I don't see it as a big deal. The reason I love it is because Vancouver fans started a petition to force the NHL to give them the first overall pick.
No way.
Swear to God. And I don't know how fucking retarded you have to be to blame the NHL for this, or to think you deserve the first overall pick.
Yeah.
But how fucking dumb can you be?
Yeah, bad, but fuck you.
I mean, last time I checked, it wasn't that serious of a push. Like, there's only 500, like, signatures.
Yep.
But that's a lot of fucking idiots. Okay. Like, that's still 500 fucking absolute retards.
Okay, so if they do,
I dropped the R word twice in the first 2 minutes.
That's fine.
But it is what it is.
So if they end up winning the draft lottery, do we say it's fixed?
Yeah, well, yeah, because
You gotta at this point.
Yeah, and they're saying they would, like, oh, the team should take it to court. And it's like, how is it the league's fault? First of all, every other team in the league had COVID issues with, how many guys do they have on it now?
I think they had 18 or 19 guys. They had COVID-19 guys.
So the Devils had that tested at positive. The beginning of the year. Nobody's blaming the league for that. Your guys didn't follow protocol. Sorry.
It is what it is, man.
And even if they did, like, it's not the league's fault if guys get COVID.
Honestly, I think this
year...
The
league did the best they could.
I think this year, I don't even... Like, even if they win the lottery, I don't really mind it so much because there's, like, good talent in the draft, but there's no concise, clear-cut number one guy. Like,
no, yeah.
It's not like Lafreniere last year or Hughes or McDavid or Heesh or Nolan Patrick, like, two guys competing or whatever. Anyone ranked in the top 10 can go, like, first.
It's the crapshoot.
Everyone has different rankings.
And I've seen a ton of Canucks fans saying, like, oh, we got to get the other Hughes in here. And it's like,
why?
Is it worth it fighting the league to get Luke Hughes?
Yeah. Gives a shit. And the Devils could get him, like, if he drops back and, like, or if, I don't even
I'm
care
not saying,
if we do.
I wouldn't mind having him. That's not even what I'm getting at, but I don't know. And a team with Quinn, same fans, by the way, that I've seen this year bitching about Quinn and how defensively he's dog shit.
Yeah.
And it's like,
well, that's why they want Luke, because he's better defensively.
Yeah, yeah.
Quinn Hughes can't play defense.
But I don't know.
We're going to get into...
It's the dumbest shit I've seen all weekend.
We're going to get into another team that I fucking hate right now because of their COVID shit. And it's going to be during the cuck of the week part. So,
okay.
Other COVID news, Colorado postpones their next three games. So I think by the time when I wrote this, it was like their next three games. But by now, it's maybe one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if someone tested positive or it's just a precaution, but three games postponed for them. And I saw a rumor yesterday, and I really wanted, I know how you're going to feel, but I want to hear you talk about it, is there's a rumor going around the NHL could have advertisements on their jerseys as early as 2022-2023. Fucking radio silence from the kid.
When they first went to Adidas, I said as a joke, it better not turn into fucking soccer with the ads on the jerseys and shit. Then they did the ads on the helmets, which I didn't really give a fuck about. And when they did the ads on helmets this year, they asked Bettman straight up if like jerseys were in the future. And Bettman has always said absolutely not. He doesn't think ads belong on hockey jerseys, this and that. But the grimy little greaseball likes fucking money, so.
Yeah, and he loves getting booed.
And he loves getting booed.
So this is a perfect storm to get both.
Even when he comes bearing a gift.
Yeah, that guy, I don't know, I used to think he got, like, hate for no reason, people just love booing him, but the more shit he does.
I still kind of think most of the hate is unwarranted. It's funny. Don't get me wrong. And I'll boo him every chance I get.
Yeah, but that's just to fit in at that point.
But, like, he really, yeah.
Is he
been,
like the Guy Fieri
been, like,
of
what,
the NHL?
Two partial lockouts and one full season lockout while he's been in charge. But I really don't think any of the lockouts were his fault.
No.
Like, at all.
But I mean, is he like the Guy Fieri or Nickelback of the NHL where people hate him just because hate him and love it?
In my friend group, we were just talking about Nickelback. A Nickelback song came on the radio yesterday. And listen, I might get some backlash for this, but I was like, I texted them. I was like, when did we decide Nickelback sucked? Now, don't get me wrong. I know it's generic, like the lowest level of like simple bullshit.
Yeah.
But I was like, they don't have like one like actually bad song. Like,
I don't listen to enough Nickelback. So
it was the first Nickelback song I heard in about 10 years. And I was into it. Like, I'm still a Creed diehard. I'll defend Creed till the day I die. But anyway, let's get back to hockey.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, just looking at it from a standpoint, like, what did those guys ever do to anybody but follow their dreams? And
yeah,
now
yeah.
they're just getting shit on because one wears like, fucking flames on his t-shirt and the other one sings about being a rock star.
Guy Fieri could fuck off.
Yeah, I guess. But like,
his restaurant in Times Square in New York gave like 40,000 people fucking food poisoning.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Had to be shut down.
Guy Fieri's Great American Dumpster Fire?
Yeah. But also, not fuck Guy Fieri. Apparently, he's a really great guy. He donates to a lot of causes and shit, and he's like a, I don't know, activist for gay rights, and his sister.
Yeah, he officiated a gay wedding or
his
something.
His sister's a, yeah, big ol' Les, and he officiated her,
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, let's get back to hockey. Should have fucking did it sooner. Injuries.
Sorry.
Buffalo.
Should I cut some of that?
Maybe. I don't know. You know what? Go horn the one word that we both know you probably shouldn't have said.
The one that rhymes with...
Yeah. Oh, my God. I want that to be left in so bad, but we can't do it.
Nope.
Jack Eichel, out for the rest of the season. No shit. Like, it was pretty clear that he wasn't ever going to come back this season. He had
it
a herniated disc
choice.
In his neck.
Might be by choice.
He had a herniated disc in his neck and had surgery, or needs surgery on it, whatever. Linus Allmark, week to week with an LBI, so their shitty season keeps getting shittier. Carter Verhaeghe for Florida, week to week with a UBI. And more no shit news out of Dallas. Ben Bishop won't play this season. Alexander Radulov out the rest of the season with a core muscle injury that requires surgery, whatever that means. And bad news out of Tampa Bay, Steven Stamkos put on LTIR, so he'll miss either 10 games or a minimum 24 days.
Old Stevie Glassbones.
Yep.
Out until May once again.
And they've played the whole season without Kucherov, so.
Yeah. I believe Werenski's out for the year too, right?
I think we covered that though.
Oh.
That was a while ago.
I thought that was.
I think that was last week.
Oh. I saw it in the news this week on NHL.com. Maybe there was an update on it, but yeah, I think the injury happened. You're right. Whatever.
Either way.
But yeah, Stamkos, I had to write that down. He's always fucking hurt and always at like the most important time.
Yeah, crucial
like,
time.
Right before playoffs.
Yeah, and then like his team just plays better because they're down their captain and then they make a cup run. He scores one goal and then.
Yeah, you know, I'm still upset with. Everybody sucking his fucking jock last year, and he didn't deserve it.
I mean, it was a good story,
but
it was like we've seen that before. And then he like got injured.
What does it
prove? Same game, and then didn't do anything else after that.
What does it prove? Your team's good enough to win without you, so you're not as important as people make it out to be.
I mean, that goal was a pretty like big pick me up for the team.
Sure,
it's just a morale boost. That's all that was.
Yeah. Well.
It was a service to him, the fans, and the team. That's all it was. New Jersey Devils, they have a younger average age than the Minnesota Mavericks, which is a college team.
Fuck you.
So, wow.
I have one like interesting thing I was
and
excited.
That's what it was?
I was excited to say, yeah.
You should have just cut me off then.
Well, whatever.
Do you want to talk about Patrick Marleau? I figure you might have wrote this down.
Yeah. He finally did it. He finally tied Gordy.
Yep.
So, you know, I think they play tomorrow. So, tomorrow, that would be the more exciting news, but we're not putting out an episode Monday. Whatever. He ties Gordy Howe for most games played with 1,767 games. That's a fuck ton.
You know, they're both from Saskatchewan?
I did not.
They are. And Patrick Marleau, out of the 8,100 players to ever suit up and play an NHL game, he's played at least a game with or against 37% of those guys.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I want to know who the fuck sat down and figured that out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was less work I had to do. Like, not that I was going to do it anyway, yeah, but
kudos to them.
Who has that much time?
Yeah, there's always like obscure stats like that, and I think of like who thought to even look into it.
Yeah.
Like, good for them.
Imagine
though.
If someone just started doing it like his first game and wrote down everybody. You know, and then, like, was it 1797?
That's something, like, once he got close to Gordy, they, like, started keeping track of.
I get, but what are they at now? 1,000?
1,767.
Oh, 67. Yeah, like, I no one fucking has time for that.
No.
You couldn't pay me enough to do that.
No. I was just watching a clip on, like, his debut. It's, like, October something, 1997. So, the guy's been playing in the NHL longer than I've been alive.
Yeah.
And like Marty McSorley was on his team, like back on D. And I was like, this guy was like old when he was playing with fucking Gretzky.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ. but yeah, good for Marleau. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance Thornton keeps going long enough to catch him? He's not that far behind, I don't think.
I honestly don't even know what he's at, but like he seems to be pretty fragile in his old age.
Yeah. He's at like 16-something.
And he's already over 40. Like well over 40.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So I don't see that happening.
I don't know who the next closest guy is. But yeah, that's crazy. Because that's something I didn't think. I remember a couple years ago when Jágr, like, went from Florida to Calgary, and he only needed, I don't know, a couple hundred more games to beat Gordy, and he said he was going to keep playing until he did that, but then
he fucked off to Russia?
Didn't work out,
the Czech Republic, wherever?
Yeah, and then he bought his own team so he could keep playing. But yeah, so I was like, holy shit, like Jágr might beat out Gordy, and then after he didn't, I never thought it would happen. And especially with Marleau, like even 2 years ago,
yeah,
it looked like he's probably done.
Yep. Then he went to go babysit in Toronto for a little while.
Yep. And then bounced back, around. Yeah.
Back to, he went to Pittsburgh.
Did he? No.
Yeah, in a trade, he went to Pittsburgh.
Well, anyway, I'm pretty sure. Carolina.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't remember Pittsburgh. I remember Carolina.
I was pretty sure he went to Pittsburgh.
He might have, but I know Carolina for a fact.
I don't know. We're fucking dumb, so we could both whatever. Be right or wrong.
He's back with San Jose. It's all that matters.
It always comes back around
and
to San Jose.
And he beat Gordy's record. That's all we needed to talk about.
Yeah. Speaking of Pittsburgh, it doesn't really directly affect them, but it happened during their game against Philly. Poor Nolan Patrick, dude. He got hit in the head with a puck. And had to leave the game. The dude has enough soft spots on his fucking head as it is.
Oh,
with his concussion history. Like, he just can't catch
and
a break.
And his migraine shit.
Yeah. He just can't catch a break.
No.
I don't know if he's been back in the lineup, but, like, I saw him go down. It didn't look good.
No, definitely not. I feel bad for the kid. I truly do.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened in that game that you just got to appreciate. No matter, we shit on him recently, but... No matter how you feel about the guy, you got to appreciate. Did you see Crosby's goal? He gives his stick to Brian Dumoulin in the defensive end.
Oh, and then the fucking...
And then they get a rush up the ice.
Yeah, assist.
Tang has
assist
it.
Assist to the fucking equipment,
the equipment manager.
Yeah,
he just had the stick docked up.
Yep.
The stick's not in Crosby's hands for 3 seconds, and the guy fucking buries with it. In all fairness, Carter Hart just fucking sucks.
Yeah. Did you see the poke check he tried to throw?
Yeah.
Dude. Come on.
He's so bad. Oh, God. I was
you got to
like,
be better than that.
Put him back in Lehigh Valley.
Yes. He's not ready.
He's not ready. They're forcing him. I'm not saying he's going to suck forever, but right now. Like,
it's bad.
Give the kid time.
I mean,
he had a great run early on when they first brought him up and a couple of years ago, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
But that's confidence and excitement. Like, now that he's settled in, he's not ready.
No.
He's still young. He's 22. Give him time to develop.
Yeah, I will say it was nice to see the bench go ballistic and like high-fiving the equipment manager for Pittsburgh on that goal.
Yeah,
they were more excited for him than like...
Yeah, well, they're like, Crosby does this all the time.
Yeah,
but
the assist goes to that guy for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I tried looking up his name, too, so we could shout him out. I know he's listening, so just let us know. I tried to find your name, buddy, but...
Sorry.
Couldn't find it.
I honestly don't have much for games. I could tell you the scores, but I mean, Tampa Bay got shit kicked by Nashville on Tuesday, 7-2.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch much hockey this week besides the Devils getting demolished by the Rangers.
Yeah, Rangers, you're welcome for the 8 points.
All week.
There's a dude at the gym who's a Ranger fan, and like he knows I'm a Devils fan. And we're talking. Yeah. And I was like, I just want to win one game out of the four.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, for sure you'll win at least one. I was like, you don't understand.
You don't get it.
So... Rangers fans, you're welcome for the 8 points. It is what it is.
I'm happy for my dad, I guess. He's a Rangers fan. It's the week of his birthday. And we were like joking at the beginning of the year because with COVID, like we can't go to games. I mean, I guess technically could now, but it's not worth it.
No.
But yeah, at the beginning of the year, like when the schedule first came out, I was like, Dad, they play 4 times the week of your birthday and we can't go. And then they won every
game.
Game.
And you could have went to MSG or fucking Newark.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. But I'm happy for him, but also like, he's a little pissed. He's like, I wish I could have went to one of them.
Yeah. Your boy, Alexander Volkov.
Yeah.
A goal and an assist on Wednesday.
He's been killing it in Anaheim.
And then I looked up Stolarz's numbers because I didn't think he played a lot this season. And in the 5 games he has played in, he's 3-1-0 with a 1.93 goal against average and a 94 save percentage.
Yeah, he's been good for
like,
no reason.
Like they should have just been playing him this whole fucking time with Gibson.
Yeah.
I don't even know who their other goalie is.
Couldn't tell you.
But they're not
There's
that good.
There's no way it's still
Ryan Miller.
Is it still Miller?
Yeah, Ryan Miller.
He's 100.
Yeah, the dude's fucking old as shit.
Hang him up. I mean, he wasn't terrible last year, I don't think. I haven't looked at his numbers this year, so I couldn't tell you. But yeah, Stolarz has been good. Gibson's always good.
The last time Miller was good, he played for Buffalo. So, I mean...
He did all right here and there in Anaheim. And, he had a little stint in Vancouver too, right?
Yeah. But it just,
speaking of goalies, so we mentioned when Frankie Fillins, Frankie Frosted Tips, I love both those fucking nicknames.
Thanks, man. He's on the spot.
On his episode, we talked about Jack Campbell getting the the record for most consecutive wins to start a season for a goalie for the Toronto Maple Leafs,
yep,
which was 10. Then he hit 11, which I didn't realize was an NHL record.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I said it on that episode, I was like, oh, like 10 for a team like Toronto, who's been around forever, like you'd think it would be more than 10. Like, that's crazy. Come to find out the NHL record's 11. I was like, oh, I guess not then.
Yeah. Like, and dude, honestly, couldn't happen to a better guy. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen interviews. He's so wholesome and so humble. Like, he's just a nice guy.
And I saw an interview with him, and they were talking about it on Spittin' Chicklets. But he's gone through a lot of shit in his career, too, where, like, when he was young, he was kind of seen as, like, a prodigy, and he was, like, picked pretty high in the draft. So there's always, like, so many expectations on him.
Yeah.
And, like, he said there's points where it got to the point where, like, he hated hockey because, like,
well, yeah, you put that much pressure on somebody.
At a young age, it felt like a job, and like there's so much pressure on him that he didn't enjoy it anymore. And he saw like a sports psychologist like his last year in LA or something,
mm-hmm.
and like that really helped him like love playing the game again. And then of course you have all those assholes that are like, "You get millions of dollars to do it. How could you not love it?" Blah blah blah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
you don't fucking get it.
Like, you can pay someone $1 million to shovel shit all day. Doesn't mean they're gonna love shoveling shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're gonna pay $1 million to do it. Doesn't mean.
Yeah.
You know, that's almost like the same, like when a millionaire donates to a charity and they're like, "Oh, you couldn't fucking donate more?" It's like, fuck you. It's their money,
bro. How much
bro.
Did you donate?
Relax. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. And then, of course, Toronto fans being Toronto fans. So he like got the 11 straight wins and then he lost like the next two or something. And immediately they're like, "Put in Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Campbell's terrible." Like, the guy's broken NHL record, a franchise record, and he stepped in like when fucking Anderson went out. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Relax. The guy just won you 11 straight games.
Yeah.
He has one bad game. You want to fucking. But that's Toronto for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of why we hate the fan base.
Yep.
I honestly don't have much on games, and I don't feel bad about it.
Me either.
I had shit to do. Do you want to do Cuck of the Week first or the useless stats we shouldn't keep track of but we do anyway?
Let's do Cuck of the Week because I'm excited for it. I don't know what the candidates are.
Okay.
I'm pumped.
So, Cuck of the Week.
I'm a cuck. Fuck my lover. Fuck my sister. Fuck my mother. Fuck my country. Fuck my race. Then finish on my face.
Obvious one here, Brad Marchand for his high hit along the boards on Rasmus Dahlin in overtime.
Yeah.
I mean, Dahlin didn't even have the puck. Marchand went up high, laid him out. Dahlin's stick comes out of his hands. Marchand keeps skating. Now, I don't think it affected the end of the result of the game. I mean, it's Buffalo, so I think, did they lose or go to shootout and lost?
They lost in, I think it was overtime. I don't know about a shootout.
Either way.
It was definitely extra.
It was after that. I don't think that play affected anything really, but the puck nowhere near Dahlin. He gets laid out. Marchand just being Marchand. So just, you know, being a cuck, fight me. And so that's candidate number one. Candidate number two is the ref who didn't call it. He's standing right there.
Oh, yeah. 3-2 in a shootout.
Okay. Right. Ref standing right there watching it happen. Just another example of fucking refs just being terrible this year.
Oh, yeah. And terribly inconsistent and. I mean, it's not the same refs every game, but still, there needs to be a set standard.
Now, this is the clear-cut winner for me. It's candidate number three, and it's also Buffalo-related. It's just the Sabres organization or the city of Buffalo.
Three. Didn't you only say Marchand so far?
Marchand and the ref who didn't call.
Oh, the
so
ref. Okay.
That was number two.
Oh, okay.
But the Buffalo Sabres organization, or Buffalo as a city in general, they announced they're allowing 100% capacity to games next year.
Yeah.
But you're only allowed in if you've been vaccinated and have the paperwork to show.
Yeah.
Now, hear me out because I might go on a bit of a tangent.
Please do.
They're essentially setting a precedent for the rest of the league that
to do the same thing.
To do the same. And if I can't go watch live a team that I like because I don't have the right paperwork, yeah, I'm going to be fucking pissed off.
Listen, I'm not trying to get chipped by Bill Gates.
Dude, it's not even about chipped. I'm not trying to have my fucking RNA, my genes, changed for no fucking reason. Now, I understand, COVID, whatever, but they're still saying if you're vaccinated, you should still wear a mask and avoid people. Now, if you're allowing vaccinated people in, it does if it works, it shouldn't fucking matter if everyone's vaccinated or not.
And now, if you're making them wear a mask, then you don't trust the vaccine, so then that shouldn't be mandatory.
Yeah.
It's like, pick one. You got to pick one.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go into COVID again here for a minute.
Wait, but let me clear up real quick what you're saying. You're not saying, and maybe you are, but I'm going to make sure you're not. You're not saying fuck COVID and fuck the vaccine. You're just saying fuck COVID and fuck the vaccine for you. Like, there are people that need it. Sure.
Yeah.
But you're saying like it's not a risk to your health.
Yeah.
You're young, you're healthy, because you're fine. It, you were fine.
Because the antibodies. There's only 6% of deaths that was strictly from COVID. And the other 94% had an average of 2.8 other underlying issues. Whether it's like vitamin D deficiencies, asthma, fucking diabetes, obesity, whatever it is. Like, those are underlying issues, and that's what people die from most of the time. It helps contribute to that.
Yeah.
So, to tell me that I can't get in, let me see your papers, a little bit of Nazi behavior.
And ladies and gentlemen, Nine the Podcast is coming soon.
Yeah.
So
I was just going to say that. I said it's a little bit Nazi behavior, and be on the lookout for a new podcast called Nine, where we cover nine companies you didn't know helped the Nazis in World War II.
Yeah, I don't want to get too far into this and too far off hockey, because there are definitely some people that are like furious right now or like already shut us off. Not that I give a fuck.
No.
But it was questioned at the very beginning of this pandemic. It's like, how much of this is a control tactic? And even if it's not at first, is it going to become one? And now, as we're coming off of the effects of the virus and like a decent amount of people are vaccinated, there's been a huge drop in cases. They're talking about flatten the curve. We've pretty much fucking flattened
day 500.
And, nothing has really changed.
Like, not only that, but if you look at New York,
as far as guidelines,
if you look at New York and California, they're still battling this fucking thing or whatever it is.
Yeah,
but if you look at Texas and Florida, that are mask optional, fully open, do whatever you want, they're reporting record low numbers right now.
Yeah.
So for an NHL team to decide that they're going to allow, now the balls on Buffalo to even announce they're selling 100% of tickets, when they can't even sell out 10%. The balls you have to have that say, we're allowing everyone to come here, 100% occupancy, but you have to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
You can't even sell a sixth of your 1,900 tickets. You're barely selling 300 and you're allowed to sell 19.
Yeah.
Like, the balls you have to have. So fuck Buffalo and the entire organization. I hope they suck forever.
Okay. Well, they're pretty close.
Good.
They're pretty close. Oh, Jesus. I'm guessing that's your winner for Cook of the Week.
Hard.
All right. Can I just say one thing quick here? All right. I think it should be Brad Marchand because it's Cook of the Week. Now, I get the Sabres. But it's like all of their shit combined for this year. They're the Cook of the Year, like without a doubt, the whole organization.
This made me so mad. I'm going to do it for them every chance I get.
Yeah, but like you said, like if this becomes the standard for all teams next year, then 100% in hindsight, fuck them. As of right now, I think Marchand has the edge.
Well, it's not your segment now, is it?
No, it's not. I'm just...
No, it's Buffalo.
But I agree. That's fucking stupid.
Because I'm tired of shit not being open. I'm tired
of
this fucking mask
bullshit. Teams
now,
like I know the Devils now, they're doing like to get into a game. At first, when they started allowing people back, you just had to show negative result, test results, which is fine. And then they changed it. They're like, you could show negative test results or show that you got the vaccine. That makes sense to me. But to be like, you can only get in if you had the vaccine, and we're doing that next year, it's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you're not going to...
First of all, we don't even know what this is going to look like by fucking October next year. So, well, this year.
But yeah.
That it's, I don't know.
Dude, and just the fact that their team's so bad.
And
like,
to
who do you
to
think's
for...
trying to come to your games? You're fucking, the people, that's not even in high demand now, and you have limited tickets.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself, Buffalo. I'm done. Like, you're
I mean,
close
they're
to Canada
gonna
without
lose...
being in Canada, so fuck you.
They're going to lose so much fucking money, though, anyway.
Good.
So.
Good. I hope their organization goes under.
But they did just get nice jerseys. Like, that's a downside.
I don't care. Buy one now. It'll be vintage in fucking 5 years. So that's the cuck of the week for me. It's Buffalo. Any chance I get,
that was a hell of a cuck of the week.
I'm gonna put them every chance I get. That's that.
You mentioned. Sorry, I was thinking at the beginning of your cuck of the week when you were talking about the Sabres and Bruins game. Reminded me. So we're gonna get into these games with Five for Fighting, but we don't go over the games. We just list off what the records
were. Yeah.
So I said when I picked, it was the Bruins versus Islanders. I believe it was for Wednesday. And I picked the Bruins, and then I said that Lazar is going to get the game winner and the Bruins are going to win. Now, that didn't happen. But I think I deserve partial credit because in both of their meetings this week, Hall scored in both games and Lazar scored in the second one.
I'll give you half credit.
So, yeah. That counts for something.
Yeah. You want to do your stats first?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do first goals. We got 7 this time, and I'm excited for it. So, probably going to get some of these names wrong, but it is what it is. We got Tanner Janot. First of his career in his 5th game played. Radko Gudas, Brett Kulak, first in over 2 fucking years.
Jesus.
Kulak, Christ. Sorry. First in over 2 fucking years, so whatever. Ryan Lindgren, and we got Wade Allison for 5th. First of his career in his 2nd game played. Now, I said kind of as a joke to myself when I was like, oh, Wade Allison. I wonder if he's related to Blair Allison, legendary goaltender for the New Haven Knights. He's the son of
shit.
Blair Allison, legendary goaltender of the New Haven Knights. He owned the crease in that 2000-2001 season. He had a UHL best save percentage with a .920. And he later went on to hoist the Kelly Cup in 2004 with the Idaho Steelheads, where he eventually retired and began his short-lived coaching career. So shout out to Blair Allison. Shout out to the boys. I know you guys are listening. Chad Cabana, Kenzie Homer, Phil Esposito, fucking Eric Germain. Shout out to those guys.
You did have fun with that one.
And then we got 2 more still. Sorry.
No, all right.
Yanni Hakanpa, his first goal with Carolina.
That's just fun to say.
And Joel Kelman. So good for him.
There you go. What about shutouts? You got any?
Shutouts. I also have 7 for that.
Didn't last episode there was 6-6 or some shit?
Something.
I don't know. I thought they were the same number last episode too.
Might have been.
You get nothing. You lose.
But yeah, this time we got, unfortunately, Igor Shesterkin, 27 saves for the first of his career. Igor Shesterkin once again, 16 saves, doesn't count. For the second of his career. Jeremy Swayman, 25 saves for the first of his career. Robin Lehner.
His first game, too?
It was his first, yeah, his first career
NHL game and NHL his first game. Shutout, yeah.
Yep. Robin Lehner, 16 saves for the 16th of his career. Doesn't count, but for you, I'll make it
no,
count.
No, it doesn't count.
Matt Murray, 23 saves for the 12th of his career. Mike Smith, 26 saves for the 42nd of his career. And Malcolm Subban, 29 saves for the 3rd of his career.
Good day, sir.
Not too bad. Yeah, that Swayman kid, out of nowhere, just everyone started hyping him up, and then he does this, and
yeah,
okay.
I, just figured out who he was, and then I was like, oh, that guy's playing? Like, all right.
Yeah.
And he got a shutout.
Let's see, misconducts. There wasn't really any, except for yesterday and then in the Devils game today. So Max Domi with his 4th of the season, just
love it,
being his dad. And then Jack Hughes got a 10-minute misconduct today after a call he did not agree with.
No.
Tripping call he didn't agree with, shot the puck around the boards, smashed the boards with a stick, got in the box, and then he threw a stick on the ice. I'm assuming because it was broke. He just
broke.
Wanted a new one.
Yeah.
But yeah, soft call by the ref to give a frustrated 19-year-old a fucking... Yeah, especially because he only had 2 penalty minutes leading up to the 12 he got there.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to mention that. Kanji mentioned it during the game. So I don't want anyone to like call us homers here. Not that I give a fuck. But when he's had 2 penalty minutes in his NHL career so far...
a little bit of a soft call.
It's like, I get it. You got to like tell the kid, like, hey, like that should...
Weren't they down 3-0 too at that point?
Yeah.
And it's just frustration. Just...
frustrating season in general.
Fuck. Just let it go. Like, yeah. Do you really need to give the kid...
There's guys that... Again, here, to prove that...
I mean, if he told the ref to go fuck his mother, I can see... Yeah. But, I mean, I don't think he's doing
that. I
don't
think he did.
I would have.
Oh, for sure. And if it were Wes McCauley, I would have fucked his mother right in front of him. I don't care if she's dead. I'll fucking... Whatever I got to do.
Wow.
Sorry. Got a little hot there. But to prove that has nothing to do with him being a devil, there are guys, PK Subban, who act like that after every penalty that's called on them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, PK's oblivious and then just wants to argue every penalty call against him. It's like, dude, you suck. You're the one that did it.
You got a penalty.
Yeah.
You're what, 32? You know that's a penalty.
You can't play hockey long enough. Goals in the first or last minute of a period, counting yesterday. There was 26 total, 5 empty netters, and 6 game winners or game tying goals. Now, a little caveat to that. 4 of those goals, Jacob Trouba, Wild Bill Carlson, Pasta, and Patrick Kane, they all scored within the first minute of the first period. Pasta and Kane score with like 20 and 15 seconds left or whatever. But it's still in the first period, and all those games were shut out, so technically they're the game winners.
Yep.
So, yeah, a little bit roundabout way of saying it.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, I think all we got left is 5 for fighting.
I think that's all we got left, yeah.
Which I actually beat you this week, but only by a game. Yep. So you went 3-2 for an overall record of 39-26, and I went 4-1 for an overall record of 41-31. So this is where the comeback starts. Comeback season starts now.
All right. We'll see. Oh, we got a new thing on the table here. A new punishment for me.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah. Well, because you've been saying for a while that if I ended up losing, the mullet wouldn't really be a punishment because I want one.
And
I'm probably going to do one anyway.
Like I said to you and Zach, why are we pretending like I'm going to fucking win anyway?
You just said it's comeback season. You never know. St. Louis Blues. 18 was the Capitals.
Sure.
Whatever. Yeah. St. Louis Blues. Play Gloria. Believe in yourself. You know?
All right. So your punishment.
Is your time.
Are you going to play that fucking...
Yeah, I got a goal horn in my ear because I forgot to mute that track, but...
Oh, well.
I'm going to do that right now and then finish my thought.
Okay. Do I just fill the air? You're going to cut this?
I'm going to cut this.
Okay.
But yeah, you never know what's going to happen. So if I happen to lose, instead of having to do a mullet, because I'm probably going to do it anyway, I got to get my back waxed.
Yeah, and you can braid that shit.
Probably by Zach.
See, you said that too, and like now you're bringing him into the punishment, and I feel bad.
Well, listen, I'm not going to subject some poor, sweet, innocent Vietnamese woman to this. Like... It's not her punishment either, nor should it be. Plus, I don't need to be caught in the middle of a sting operation either.
So. Oh, yeah, or a shooting.
Good thing we're not in Colorado, am I right? But, anyway, so if I end up losing, the back hair's got to go. Because I guess it is technically something I want because it's gross and I hate it, but it's going to suck.
Oh, it's not going to be fun.
It's not going to be fun, especially when it's a carpet. It's a shag carpet.
It's a fucking
carpet.
Shag rug.
Yeah, it's rough. For anyone who's won, like, if you've seen the 40-year-old virgin, it's pretty much that, but my back instead of the chest.
Yeah, we're going to turn you into the man-o-lantern.
And if it comes to that, if I happen to lose and I have to have my back waxed and I coerce Zach into doing it, I'll record the audio. I'll record the audio of me screaming in terror.
And I'll record the video. Like,
nah, well, I don't want to subject too many eyes to this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I figured we'll, like, once I get the mullet, I'll, like, we'll post it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And then if by some miracle you end up losing, we'll post the audio. Maybe to the video of fucking 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Just do my audio with this video.
Yeah.
And then we could do some pictures like of the
before and after.
The paper with the fucking hair and blood, most likely.
Yeah, you're gonna bleed.
On it. Yeah. It's rough. It's coarse, half Italian coarse body hair. It's not gonna be fun.
No.
But anyway, enough about my body hair. I think that wraps us up for this episode. That was all I had.
Yeah, I'm done.
There's a little bit of editing that needs to be done in this one, but I had a good time. And we're going to have a good time again on Tuesday. But until then, Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards,
and
fuck
Buffalo.
You. And Buffalo, fuck you. And Jack Edwards, go fuck your mother or I will. Wes McCauley. Jack Edwards, too. I don't know. Either way, someone's mom's getting fucked.